This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate when you are part of the conversation. You realize that everything in the news right now is not a bad thing. I'm not complaining. But everything in the news right now is about the hurricane. And not that I, you know, want anybody to get hurt or anything like along those lines, but you know, really, our prayers, thoughts need to go out to those people that are trying to stay out of the way. And they got a couple of days to make it happen. Hopefully, they won't hang out, right? They won't hang out and hope that nothing happens. Don't hope that nothing happens. Also, these homes that are right along the beach. I mean, you look at this. What are those bags, 8 feet high? Why bother?
Those aren't that high.
Okay, what are they, 2, 4, all right, so 6 feet, 5 feet, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're not going to fight back 80-foot waves, 60-foot waves, 20-foot waves with those. I really feel bad for them, you know. Just get in the car and go. Make sure your insurance is paid up to date and go. Really that simple. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Alabama lawmaker says that In-N-Out Burger should move to the South. Get gone. When California Democrats found out that the famed West Coast burger chain, In-N-Out Burger, had donated money to the state's Republican Party, Party Chair Eric Bauman, who I've had on this show, let me tell you how disrespectful he is. He purposely was eating, I found out from a friend of his, he purposely was eating when he's on the show. Because he just wanted to make a gaffe of it, if you would. And I didn't care, let him go, because what he didn't realize is people thought he was a jackwagon for doing such. Now, he's called for a boycott. Now, don't they hate boycotts? Aren't they the ones that always scream the boycotts of Pat? The blowback was reminiscent of what happened after the militant leftists boycotted Chick-fil-A back in 2012. Bowman became the burger chain's number one salesman, though. Lunch lines, I mean, for days after, that's just a one day, but for days afterward, right, they became exponentially longer. These places were running out of food. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. I think we should tee them off more often. I think what a great marketing ploy. They're going to have to start teaching this in college. You know, as part of the plan. Senator Phil Williams, he says, hey, In-N-Out Burger, come on down to Alabama. We love burgers and we love Republicans. Bring us your stores and your money. I think it's wonderful. So, Phil said that people just... tired of the demagoguery. Yeah, go ahead. You say that three times fast. They know what I was going to say. Anyway. And about anything a liberal does, they don't have a view. They constantly spew ideology. They constantly spew what the party is spewing. Williams said that while he has never had an In-N-Out Burger, he's looking forward to having one. The host... Todd Starnes said that whetting the state senator's appetite, told Williams that he would never go back once he ate an In-N-Out burger. Now, I like In-N-Out. I think I've probably eaten there two or three times. But no. Now, this place doesn't exist everywhere, but there is a place down where we're at. Almost, their hamburgers almost sits like my meatballs, only flat. After Starnes pointed out that while In-N-Out Burger was in news for donating to Republicans, they also had a history of donating to pro-business Democrats. Williams noted that California Democrats were biting the hand that feeds them, and they're losing sight of the business principle. They are. They're not interested. I mean, everything for these people in California, the state legislators in California, for the most part, they care about what bathroom you use and whether or not they feel like you're polluting the air and water. After that, they don't care about anything else. And this is what's going to drive more and more voters into the arms of Republicans, more and more voters away from the Democrats. He went on to say, Phillips went on to say that my tweet in and of itself was not special, Williams said. It was the background. It was a message behind it. That's what grabbed people's attention. Again, they're tired of this. They're tired of the tomfoolery that the Democrats are putting out there, the stuff that the Democrats have decided is more important than a solid, good economy. Right? I mean, come on. With everything that's going on, the thing they're going to come up with today, no matter what the job numbers are or anything else, the only thing they can come up with is that Trump is responsible for the hurricane? That's it? And how many votes do they think that actually got them? None. I'll help you. None. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Now, about equality, the equality that we don't have, that we don't seem to be able to pull off. Student groups at Cornell University, they're going to be charged a security fee when sponsoring controversial or high-risk events. Depending on the type and size of the group, can be charged as much as $2,500, thereabouts. Well, there's no objective standard of high risk or controversial. In other words, it's whoever decides they're high risk or controversial. I wonder, you know, you got Shapiro showing up. Is he high risk and controversial? And Bill Maher isn't? I wonder. We'll learn more about that after the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You'll sit in real sight. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My,
we are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, I'm going to try to do something by the wonder of technology in the next hour. Not the next hour. My God, there is no next, right? No? Okay, cool. All right, very good. In the next segment, we're going to try to bring Kevin Jackson on. He got a new movie that you need to know about. And, you know, I got to tell you something. If you can get it in an area near you, if you can get it to a theater, you know, I mean, I know that sounds like old school, but if you can get it to a theater near you, you need to try to do it. Very sincere, very real, you need to try to do it. And he's one of the first guys that have done a movie on what's gone on or is going on, what did go on with our police departments. right, over the last 10 years. How many of these men and women have been shot? What do they really stand for? What are they really, really willing to do for you and me? You can look it up later on, but the movie's called Bleeding Blue. And Behind the Badge. And I just really think you'll really enjoy it. Anyway, let's get back to this, because I was talking about the a college now that's going to be charging, Cornell University, it's going to be charging controversial or groups on campus that they consider controversial or high risk. They're going to start charging them up to $2,500 in a baseline fee. This isn't a deposit. This is a fee. But there's no guidelines as to what's controversial. There's no guidelines as to what constitutes, you know, high risk. I'm trying to think. High risk. What is high risk? You know, somebody that might get somebody else to think? Maybe a speaker that might turn someone? Now, there's no standard anywhere. They haven't written it down. Cornell does provide some guidelines as to what constitutes an event in need of security. The student's guide tells groups to ask themselves a variety of questions, including, has a similar event been characterized as controversial or problematic by any media? Well, geez, there you go. That means that every single pseudo-conservative group on campus will be charged the $2,500. Does your gut tell you they might be controversial? Ultimately, the events management planning team, a committee comprised of administrators, of administrators from various departments, including campus police, and the dean of students will determine if an event is controversial or high risk. They're going to do that on a case-by-case basis. Is that exciting? EMPT will consider the size of the event, the physical features of a particular venue, well, like, you know, like balconies and the numbers of entrances and exits, and whether the event is open access or you have to be ticketed, assigned seats, not assigned seats. It's a heck of a lot of work, don't you think? Cornell notes that if security fees exceed the baseline estimate, the university will pay up to $1,000 of the additional costs. However, any costs over a grant will be picked up by the student group. I wonder if that includes the you know, the protest groups that come against the conservative speaker and do all the damage. Will they charge that group? Will they allow that group to be brought in? It just gets better, doesn't it? Cornell University has a responsibility to ensure that campus events are planned with consideration for safety of our students. They also are charged with maintaining and the ongoing operation of research and education activities. But why? See, here's the thing. Controversial or not, why are they accepting, and they are accepting, you know where you cut it, violence? Why are they not so much allowing it, but why are they accepting it? Why are they approving of it, if you would? By, you know, I would bring in security. And I wouldn't care what side of the aisle you belong to. I wouldn't care what shirt you had on or not had on. You start causing stuff, violence, you're done. It ain't that hard. You don't even need a college degree for this one. You throw the first punch, you swing, it's over for you. I don't know why this is so tough for these people. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Yeah, I know. I'm hitting a whole bunch of stories at this time, because some of the stuff that's been coming out is just hilarious. Deborah Messing. Don't you love when the Hollywood Times get involved? They're so sure that they're smart, that they've got all the answers. They even start fighting with each other. I think it's wonderful. Right, I mean, just think about that. You got two people in a room that think they're the smartest person on the planet, that they know more than everybody else, and they're both on opposite ends of a political issue. What do you do now? Deborah Messing and Susan Sarandon's political feud, they have started it up all over again. messing of the Will and Grace fame, I know, old news, right, took to social media, slamming Sarandon in a series of tweets over a Variety interview headlined, Donald Trump has, if anything, inspired more women and people of color to run for office, says actress Susan Sarandon. Now, messing, I got to keep this clean, right? Messing basically told her to keep her blankety-blank mouth shut in a tweet. Oh, yes, please give Trump credit. I mean, how else are you able to walk out on the street? She continued, convince yourself that this catastrophe of a president who you said was better than HRC is not ripping children away from parents seeking asylum. Now, here's the thing about it. Did they realize that she was Secretary of State when some of the stuff was going down? That she had the ability and she had the influence to stop some of the things that were happening at the borders and other places? Don't tell me she did. Don't tell me, well, it wasn't her job. She had a lot of influence over Obama, the DOJ, the FBI, well, obviously the FBI and the DOJ, right? I mean, think about it. She went on to say that President Trump is destroying, I mean, think about this. He's destroying everything. He's destroying the environment. He's making endangered animals worse off. He's taking away women's access to health care, which is a lie. See what they do? Right? Because he's against abortion, that is not health care. There is no way nobody with two brain cells rubbed together going to say that's health care. You are stopping a life. How is that health care? Right? And then blocking legal abortion. It's just amazing. And everything ailing in the country, even if it started before he became president, is now his fault. When we come back, hopefully, I can get Kevin Jackson on with us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
As Hurricane Florence creeps closer to the U.S. East Coast, forecasters say it's a disaster at the doorstep. The director of the National Weather Service, Louis Uccellini, says there's a trio of concerns for the Carolinas.
We have the surge associated with this storm as it moves towards the coast, especially. Very heavy rains, as you saw. We're now predicting over 40 inches of rain, to occur in parts of southeast North Carolina. And, of course, the winds. You put them all together and you have some devastating impact that's going to affect a large number of people for a long period of time.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam opened two state-managed shelters in the coastal areas.
We expect tropical storm conditions such as high winds, tidal storm surge, and severe rainfall across the entire state.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Oh, come on. You know what that is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us, spending with me, I don't know about us, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Okay? And like I said, you know, basically, through the magic of radio, let's see if we can get Kevin on. I should give away a book or something so we can tell them what movie they came from. But no, I'm not going to do it because you guys are pretty smart anyhow. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again, 855-REAL-JOE. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I'll wait, joe@therealside.com. And suggest a topic. A capital TRS in the front of the subject line tells me you're not trying to sell me something. Anyway, I haven't had him on for a while. That's, you know, he's such a busy guy, such a popular guy. It's hard to get him on the show. Kevin Jackson, he's a Fox News contributor, producer of Bleeding Blue, and also a nationally syndicated radio show host. Kevin, always fun to have you on with me, man.
Good to be back on, man. What took so long?
I think
you got another black friend?
Oh, here we go. Another one. Here we go. All right. Yeah, that's it. I only bring on guineas and wops. Seriously.
Right. That's like a mafioso show. I got to talk like this to get on the show.
You're making fun of my people, man? What is it? Yeah, we know where you live, you know.
Exactly.
Actually, I think you had long black hair last time you were on the show.
Right, I had an afro.
I'll let you go down that road. I'm going to leave that one alone. Anyhow, I always have fun. I always appreciate seeing you on Fox and, you know, fighting back. And I get the, you know, I used to kind of say, you know, why do you go do that stuff? All you do is get beat up on, you know. I've been doing a couple of CNN hits here and there, and I go, who else is going to fight? I'm so glad you're out there fighting for us, you know, fighting for normality, if you would, bringing common sense to the conversation. Even on Fox, bringing common sense to the conversation. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, but, you know, it's funny. I was talking to the Fox execs when I was in New York last time, Joe, and I said to them, you know, I'm underutilized. If I were to go on CNN and kick the crap out of Don Lemon, it would be viral. People would be saying, Candace who? You know, but because I'm on Fox and it's, you know, it's a debate and the moderator has to get their pound of flesh and make themselves look all important and quite frankly talk over what I'm supposed to be on there to be an expert for. So it just ends up being sort of a watered down version. Now, do people respect what I say? Sure they do. But if I was beating up Don Lemon and another lefty, because, you know, it would be two against one over there, which they would be about a million short. It would be viral because I could really go at him and talk about his lunacy. And Fox agreed. They were like, you know, you're right. So, you know, I gotta figure something out there, because, you know, I don't anticipate a show. I've been up there a few times to talk about doing a show. And Fox is so risk averse in many cases. They don't want to rock the boat. And they, it's funny, Joe, they see me as controversial. They see guys like us as controversial.
Oh my God.
I know. And I go, you know, really the truth is controversial? Let me tell you this. I haven't been back on outnumbered since I made the comment that we don't know what the FBI had planned for Donald Trump. It could be something as benign as, the comment where we're talking about Strzok's text. It could be that they meant absolutely nothing, which would be unreasonable, to the point that they wanted to do something to take him out. And they were like, you're not saying that the FBI wants to assassinate Trump. I said, no, you asked me what could the text mean, and I said they could certainly go that range. And I got called into Fox management over that question, and later it bared me out, of course, that they could have meant that. And I was only giving a range of possibilities, but that's how touchy they are. And then they go, we don't want to, you know, controversial with our host. And then next thing I knew, Laura Ingraham got suspended. Hannity was potentially going to get suspended. I mean, it's such, people think it's so conservative and they really want to get these powerful voices out there, but they really don't. And I'm happy with the role I play over there as a Fox News contributor. But there's just so much more I think I could do.
Well, no, I agree with you. And to your point, I don't know why they don't let you speak. I don't know why, you know, again, with all due respect, you're not the only guy out there pounding away like this. And they even on Fox, they tend to pull these guys back. You know, I got to tell you something. I'm even surprised that they keep, I knew I was going to end up, Tucker Carlson. You know, I'm surprised because he is very much in your face, not you, but in the generic your face at times. And I'm surprised they allow his show to stay on based on the direction they have seemed to have gone in the last year or 18 months.
No, they love Tucker, and he does an amazing job. But
he's progressive. Aggressive as heck.
Oh, he is. Yeah. He is. But, you know, but he's affable enough to where leftists still want to come on the show. And I think Tucker has a great show. I would go a little layer deeper and be a little more harder hitting than Tucker and less amenable, because I would be pulling the race card on the left and challenging them on some of the things that they've done in the black and minority communities and how they use women and, you know, children, et cetera. So I'd go a little bit deeper and be a little bit more harder hitting. And who knows? Here's what I tell people. I don't care if I have a show on Fox. I really don't. I've talked to him multiple times. We're still in those pseudo conversations around it. But I think it's more important that we stay true to who we are. Radio allows for that.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I've told people is you can chase Fox and say, ooh, look at me, or you can just go out and do,
right,
which is what we try to do. So that's why we created the movie Bleeding Blue. You know, there are people talking about law enforcement. They watch what happened. They see these guys getting killed. They watch the so-called carnage in the minority community, and nobody does anything. The left perpetuates the lie. They've made 3 Michael Brown movies. Now they've got a Trayvon Martin one that's out. Yeah, like a series, a TV series. And then check it out. The mother of Michael Brown Jr. is a millionaire who is running for office now. She wants to destroy white folks and sue people. I can tell you, excuse me, that Chief Jackson and Darren Wilson are both being sued by the guy who began the lie of hands up, don't shoot. So there are people, Joe, that talk about stuff, and there are people that do. And I've had this conversation with many people. It frustrates me as a conservative who does, because we go out and look for funding and things. You know, I produced this movie, $250,000 out of my personal account to make a movie, and people ask me, are you law enforcement? Nope. But I'm tired of watching them getting killed. So I did something. And it is spectacular. And I'll tell you that. If you get a chance to see it, if we can bring it to that area, there won't be a person that walks out of that theater that won't go, that was fair, and it was the best documentary you will have ever seen. Reenactments, real-life stories, arcs inside of arcs that make this one of the most enjoyable films. We tested through the roof at the 6 locations where we opened it, and I had police crying on my shoulder saying, Kevin, thank you, man, for making this film. It was the best film I've ever seen of this genre. They were telling me of other ones that come out, like I don't even know the names of them, but Dedication to Police. They said not even close. This thing is so good, and I can tell you, I've seen it in theater, I think, at least 6 or 7 times. I can't wait to go back and see this film, and we edited it and everything, and I still, man, it is so good. But my only bigger point is, I just didn't want to wait around. Who's going to make it? Who's going to go out and try to do something to make it safer to police? And
I agree with you. No, I'm in the area that I live in, I don't want to give it out because I have enough problems. But the area that I live in, we are heavy law enforcement. You know, in Los Angeles, in California, we have the Sheriff's Department and the LA Police Department, plus that kind of things. And a lot of them live in my area, not to protect me, but because they love it up here, and it makes the town very, very, very safe. So I think this would be a big hit up, and I think you're right. You know, you don't have to be a cop to do something like this. You know, I come from a family of police officers, so I very much appreciate you doing something like this, and I'm going to work at trying to bring it locally and get a theater to take this and get somebody to sponsor it, because I think people need to see it, not just the cops.
Well, here's what's funny about this show.
Go ahead.
Absolutely, they do. But here's what's funny: if I were Michael Moore and I made an anti-cop film, I'd have millions of dollars thrown at me.
Yep.
I'd have no problem getting this thing into theaters, which, I mean, we're doing it, but we're doing it by, literally sledgehammer. Everything's a nail, and we're a hammer. And because Hollywood doesn't want you to do it, where Michael Moore can get a movie in a theater because that's based on profit margin, we have to pay $3,000 to $5,000 a theater to get it in because we don't have a quote Hollywood distributor. Well, guess what it costs to get a Hollywood distributor? About $3 million. So I'm going to take a $250,000 film.
Wow.
And spend $3 million to market it. No way. I mean, number one, I don't have the money. But so I created an amazing film. And when I tell you this sucker's a masterpiece, I'm not even kidding you, man. I mean, call it luck, whatever you want to call it, but we created something that is going – when you watch it, I guarantee you your first thought is, number one, everybody needs to see it, and number two, I want to watch it again. Those will be your first two thoughts.
Well, look, I'm going to push to get it up here. You know how this goes. You know how the commercial part of talking about money. We got to go for a break. We got to make some money. Otherwise, it goes silent really fast around here. But, I appreciate what you did. When we come back, we're going to touch a little bit more on the movie. And if I get the technology to work, we might even play a clip. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kevin Jackson joins me. Don't go far. We got a lot.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
I'm a flag waver. I can wave the flag. I'm Joe Mattini, your host, into the real side of GCN Live. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. Let's get right back. I think you're really going to enjoy Kevin and what he has to say. 55 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I know you got a lot going on. Actually, you know what? I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one, which for me tells me how high your IQ is. Before I get to my next guest, I want to play a little clip. Yes, I know it's radio, but some of you watch. You watch on the app. You watch on your computers and other places. But I want to play a clip of a movie we're going to talk about in just a couple of minutes.
Spray. And guns, and we're wearing badges. We are not having an honest conversation around why this type of thing is occurring.
Why does the media push these few incidents to make it look like it's happening all the time?
They have created a narrative that is very destructive.
Whiteness doesn't only show up as enslavement and lynching.
I've always worked minority community areas, and I wondered, why is everybody angry at me? I'm here to help.
You can see the amount of damage being done just by putting information out before too much is known about it.
The street situation is extremely volatile. It's dangerous.
We know what we're up against. We know it could cost us our lives.
We want safe neighbors for our kids and for ourselves.
But somebody's got to be on the front line of defending that, and that's the American police officer.
Kevin Jackson's new movie, Bleeding Blue. Kevin, always a pleasure to have you on. Kevin is a Fox News contributor and producer of Bleeding Blue, also a nationally syndicated radio talk show host. Kevin, again, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for playing the trailer. People can check that out at bleedingbluemovie.com. And before I forget, Joe, if you can't see the film, we're re-releasing again in about a month. Buy a cop a ticket. We have a thing on there, give a cop a ticket. I was on Fox promoting the film. We got $6,000 collected to let police officers, law enforcement officers, see the film for free. So I appreciate that because we want as many of them to see it as we can. But as I've told you, and I've said to the audience in the last segment, this will be the best documentary you've ever seen. I like Dinesh. He's one of my buddies. But this film is absolutely visually stunning. The stories are amazing. You will not forget this film. I guarantee you that.
All right, Kevin. I got to, you know, as I'm watching this and I'm thinking about this, when did this go sideways? When did the cops become, you know, we've always had some tension between different communities and the police, but it's never been this hateful, this bad, and to the point where it was flipped, and we have people cheering now when cops
right.
are being shot in the street. When did this happen?
Well, we predict, and sort of our, some, you know, supposition is that when Barack Obama made the comment during the Gates affair, Professor Gates, that the cop acted stupidly. Here's Barack Obama saying, I don't know all the facts, but the cop acted stupidly. And that summarizes his presidency, by the way. He didn't have to know the facts, but he could tell you how everything was. And that really set it off, believe it or not, because that led into Ferguson. And if people don't believe that, I want you to just think for a second. If Barack Obama had made the comment, as opposed to getting into this racial divide and talking about, you know, anybody would have been mad, you're a black man, this white cop comes and makes you do these things and arrest you and all that. But had he said, look, Professor Gates is a friend of mine, but that the neighborhood watch did their job, the police did their job, and the only person who didn't do their job as a citizen was Professor Gates, which was to go get his ID and let the police officer finish doing his job and making sure that he was okay. That cop didn't stop, you know, he didn't stalk Professor Gates to arrest him. He was called in to do his job, and he was doing it. And Professor Gates needs to understand that you may know me as the President of the United States, and we may very well be friends, but that doesn't mean you get to thwart law enforcement and you know, act a butt. And had he said anything close to that, I don't think we're having this discussion. I don't think Ferguson happens, because what did he do with Ferguson with Michael Brown? He took that to a level, and by the way, we have a reveal. Hold on one second, Joe, I'm going to sneeze. Sorry, guys, I got a bug. We have a reveal of Ferguson in this film that'll blow your mind. It'll absolutely blow your mind. But he blew it out of proportion because it was a local issue of a thug getting shot, and Barack Obama chose to racialize that. Burn that city down twice, burn down many others, Oakland and other cities, over the death of a thug. And so that's what exacerbated it, and we talk about that openly and honestly. Now, we also talk about how cops haven't helped. You know, we talk about the 1960s and Democrats using police as their, you know, as their attack dogs. And we talk about cops these days doing some bad things. We don't exonerate the cops, but we also say the human beings capable of making mistakes, they have a lot to deal with. And we point that stuff out in a way, man, that I'm telling you, if you don't leave this film and you say, don't say to me, Kevin, it's one of the top three documentaries I've ever seen, if not the best one. And it's an entertaining film. You know, I mean, it's no Avatar or Star Wars. It's not going to get those kind of numbers. But it absolutely will be an entertaining film for the audience. Guarantee you.
Well, and again, listen, my uncle, you don't know this, but my uncle was one of the guys that founded the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, because for years, you know, back in the 50s, these guys were also being shot and beat up in the street. They were running one to a squad car. The beat cop was, you know, there was one within a mile, you know what I'm saying, that kind of thing. And when it started, the Patrolmen's Association actually brought awareness to what was going on, and these guys were doubled up in the cars and in very high crime areas, and the beats were brought down in size so that they actually could help each other out if the crud hit the fan. So, you know, again, we've gone all this time and kind of figured these guys are taking their care of themselves, and no, society, in my mind's eye, society to a degree has turned on them and see them more as the evil people than the protectors that they are, the people that are running towards the towers, if you would, after yesterday, than the ones that are running away from it, saying, you know, you're on your own.
Yeah, we show footage of cops directing people out of danger as they run towards it. Gunshots going off. There are points in this film where you feel like you need to duck in your seat, because it's so, you know, it's cop cam. You know, the actual footage, and we got actual footage, actual case notes and things like this that we talk about. Man, I'm just telling you.
I want to stop your train of thought, because this just hit me like a ton of bricks. When did the Michael Browns become the heroes of the world? When? How did that happen?
Well, I think, again, you're looking back at Professor Gates, where, you know, he's a goat. He technically was wrong. But Barack Obama made him the guy who was the victim. He wasn't the victim. The cop was the victim. We've got Michael Brown. We had Sharpton, who said hadn't even stolen anything. They portrayed him as a gentle giant on his way to college. Well, go back and look at that film where he, you know, he's in that bodega and he threatens that little dude, and the guy's like, "Hey, you need to pay," and he turns around like, "I'll knock you out," you know. And then we know for a fact he tried to kill a cop. No question about this. And what do? St. Louis has shrines to this kid.
I know.
His mother got a multi-million-dollar settlement, and she's running for office. She was invited by Barack Obama to the UN. This is the she's as big a thug as her son. And we exalt her. I'm just saying, that's where it's come from. We got, you know, blacks killing other blacks. Kaepernick wants to take a knee because he says cops are killing people. Let me ask you this. How many cops killed somebody in Chicago last weekend?
None.
How many black folks killed other black folks in Chicago last weekend? You know, four or five. You get what I'm saying? Every weekend, there's a slew of black people killing other black people. I watched a show last night. I think it was last night. A guy was wearing red in a Crip neighborhood, had gone to visit his cousin. This is on one of these first 48 shows.
Oh,
he's gunned down. The cops, they finally find the killer. He's a Crip. You know why he killed his other brother? Because the dude had on the color red. Now, there's people listening to the show that know I'm not lying. You can be killed over your colors, red, blue, or black. Those are the gang colors. And if you wear the wrong color in the wrong part of town, it doesn't matter what color you are, they will kill you dead. And he kills this guy, a young dude, going to visit his cousin. He doesn't know he's going into a Crip neighborhood, nor should he. He shouldn't have to care.
No.
But he gets killed. Do you think Kaepernick's going to take a knee for that dude? Do you think any of these kneeling football players is going to take a knee? No. But let one cop in a month or 2 months kill a black dude, probably deservedly so. And these guys are going to talk about the police atrocities of pigs. And so when do we finally do something? You know, as a nation, as conservatives, you know what we do, Joe? We let them push us around on every issue.
You are right. No, because we've been pushed. We haven't got a whole bunch of time left. We've been pushed into that corner. We're afraid to say anything. You know, I mean, you and I aren't. I'm definitely not. But, I mean, a lot of white folks are afraid to say anything at all or step in. Here's my mantra. Sharpton, you care? Jackson, you care? Obama, do you care? Why aren't you in Chicago every weekend? Why aren't you there with your 10,000-man watch, walk, or what have you? Fill those streets with people that give a crud, and you can slow this thing down, if not stop it. Support the people that you're saying are constantly, you know, being harassed. Listen, we're up against it. Tell people where they can get tickets, where they get more information about the movie.
BleedingBlueMovie.com. Go there. If you want to sponsor, help in any way, donate to help us get it into other theaters, buy a cop a ticket, put a poster in the precinct. The poster's on the website. We'll send it to you. You can take it to your local police station. do it. Any of the ways you can help us to distribute this film, the better.
Yeah, no kidding. Because,
you know what? We're
going to help Kevin every way we can. I got to tell you something. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Wait a minute. Go far. We'll be back tomorrow. Sorry. Have a great rest of the day. God bless.